We would like to speak to you about the power of questions. Now, questions are not mild-mannered things, because questions all come off of expectations and off of patterning. And that is the questioning that goes on inside of you, but also the questioning that comes from outside of you. So we want to begin by saying that a question is never simply a question. That does not mean it is a good or bad thing. That simply means that it is connected to other things. And in order to move peacefully through your life, you want to consider that. There are the two levels we will speak of briefly. The questions inside, those you can usually find the source that is making you ask the question inside. Those are very often negatives. At this point in your life, why have you not? And then, of course, the blanks that follow that one are almost outrageous. So we want to be careful that the inside questions you are asking yourself do not come from the patriarchal imprint that says you are not enough. So when you hear the question you ask yourself, if it is connected to that, stop. Do not interact with that question anymore, because it is one that will spin you around and around and judge you and make you wrong. Now, we understand that we all do that from time to time, but we want to begin to say to ourselves, now, where did that question come from? What belief produced that question and made it run through my mind? Now, of course, the opposite of that and the question that we are wanting to make a part of a new pattern is, in this situation, what is best for me? Now, that is an excellent question, because when you look at it, at the root of it is the understanding that you are worthy, that you are enough, and that this is a way you get to walk through life. So when you are saying to yourself, what is the best thing for me in this situation? Then there is a good question. We can spend quite a lot of time with that question, because it is going to take you to a good place, not a bad one. So internally, ask yourself, when you hear in your mind a question being asked, where did it come from? From what kind of primary belief did this question arise? Now, we are going to go then to questions outside, because those two come from someone's primary belief. And sometimes it is a good thing, just as with the inside question, and sometimes it is not. So if you hear outside of you a question that sounds like, I'm surprised that you aren't, and again, fill in the blank, better, richer, taller, thinner, whatever it is. If that question is coming in from outside of you, then it is not a question you want to invest your energy in. As a matter of fact, you do not even have to answer it. We will take just a moment and tell you about the power of that. When someone says to you, why aren't you doing this better or perfectly? One of the really powerful things you can do is not to respond to that. Now, what we have been taught, and again, this is patriarchal, is that all questions coming in from the outside should be attended to, because there may be some great truth you might miss if you do not involve yourself with this question. However, that is erroneous, because if the question itself came from a place that is not affirming or supportive. You do not want to involve yourself with that question. Even if you pick up some piece of information, it is as though it has been dipped in something bitter. And sometimes it is really not worth it. Even if there is a piece of information, it may not be worth your time. There may be exceptions to that, but for the most part, no. So we would like you also to be able to say to yourself, where did that question come from? Where did it come from? And again, not even, why did that person ask me that? Too confusing. But the other question, which is bigger, where did that question come from? And then you begin to get a feel for the origin of external questions. And it's going to give you more information about what you want to interact with and what you want to let go. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Where your breath goes, your healing goes. Find yourself by a waterfall and step into the waterfall and let the energy water wash away your week, wash away anything that may be hurtful, that you do not wish to hold anymore. Give it to the water and let the water wash it away. And cup your hands and drink from the water that clears, so that you are sending that cleansing energy into your body. And whatever you drink washes away any pain you may be holding inside. And feel the golden light of the universe above your head. Bright and fluid, full of love and wisdom and restoration. Open the crown center and feel the golden light flow into your body. And let the golden light open the crown and make that open crown a magnet for all that the universe wants you to have, all that you want to have. Feel yourself able to receive it. Feel the golden light flow down into your third eye, cleansing the third eye. making you able to see truly, clearly, inside and outside, without fear, but with wisdom and discernment. Feel the golden light flow into your throat. And let the golden light clear away any questions that come from a place that makes you less than you truly are. No matter how familiar, look at the question and see where it comes from. Feel the golden light flow into your heart center and cover your heart center. And let the golden light go to the places in your heart that may be growing and vulnerable. And feel the golden light fill in those places and protect them. Feel the mother's love in your own heart. Feel the golden light flowing down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace the emotions that might have caught on some old belief, emotions that need to leave now. And feel the golden light flow down through the body and into the second center. And let the golden light displace judgment and shame and any old picture of yourself that does not acknowledge your strength and your beauty and your ability to cleanse as you live your life. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And as you strengthen the root with the golden light, know that your ability to create from yourself is growing stronger and becoming brighter. And know that that light communicates with all the other centers in your body so that everything in you is in union for creating the life you truly want to live. Let the golden light spread through your body, through your head, your thoughts, relieving you of the burden in your back and your shoulders, making you wise about what you choose to hold and what you choose to release. Make it fill the legs and the feet so that you walk in the knowledge of the support that the universe sends you. And as you bring your attention into the center of your heart, into a ring of golden light, see that the gift the universe has for you is in the center of that ring of gold. Rest the mind and allow yourself to know the gift. when you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.